KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 61 degrees. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 76. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Severe storms that ripped through Nebraska Tuesday evening brought hail the size of baseballs, tornadoes, and funnel clouds. When the storms entered Iowa, they caused damage to a machine shed and grain bin near Walnut. The National Weather Service says that around 4:30 p.m., marble-sized hail was reported 2 miles east-northeast of Yale in Guthrie County, while penny-sized hail was reported a few minutes later near Jamaica, also in Guthrie County. In northwest Iowa, the Pocahontas County community of Lorenz saw golf-ball-sized hail fall at around 5:45 Tuesday, and half-dollar-sized hail fell twice around 5:30 and 5:54 p.m. A spotter near Charter Oak reported a marble-sized hail at around 7:40 last night, and up to 50-mile-per-hour winds blew near Baird in Guthrie County at around 8:40 p.m., along with pea-sized hail falling. Quarter-sized hail fell near Nevada at around 5:45 p.m., and ping-pong ball-sized hail fell near Napier in Story County at around 5:30. The same-sized hail was reported near Boone. Golf ball-sized hail was reported north of Madrid a little after 5 p.m. as well. Other sites saw heavy rain cause minor street flooding, and in some places, hail covered the ground, making it look more like snow. Now, another round of severe weather is possible later this afternoon and this evening, with large hail and damaging wind gusts being the greatest risks, although a tornado cannot be completely ruled out. Thunderstorms are expected to develop later in the afternoon to our southwest over Kansas and then move northeastward into Iowa. A localized heavy rainfall threat may develop in association with those storms, especially in areas that see repeated rounds of thunderstorm activity. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports today 21-year-old Emily Miley Squires of Villisca was arrested at around 10 p.m. Tuesday. Squires was taken into custody for violation of probation. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. Western Iowa authorities say they've obtained arrest warrants charging a man accused of ramming his pickup truck into two Council Bluffs police vehicles before being shot by an officer. Police say 28-year-old Wade Clifton of Bon Durant has been charged with two counts of attempted murder, aggravated assault on an officer, and eluding. Clifton fled when officers tried to stop his pickup at a closed construction site at around 3 a.m. Tuesday. The chase mostly took place on Interstate 29 before investigators say Clifton intentionally rammed two police cruisers. One officer then shot him. He was brought to a hospital in Omaha for treatment of injuries not considered to be life-threatening. The two officers were treated and released from another hospital. Their names were released, or have not yet been released, I should say. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports a traffic stop Tuesday by deputies of the Fremont County K-9 unit resulted in the arrest of two men on drug charges. The vehicle was pulled over for speeding near the intersection of 380th Avenue and Highway 2 near Farragut. During the traffic stop, a canine was deployed and indicated to the presence of controlled substances in the vehicle. A subsequent search uncovered marijuana and a loaded handgun concealed inside the vehicle. The driver, 20-year-old Brandon Vanetta, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. A passenger, 20-year-old Anthony McCart, was placed under arrest for possession of drug paraphernalia and carrying a loaded weapon. Both men are from Thurman. Vanetta was being held on $1,000 bond, while McCart was being held on a $2,300 bond, both at the Fremont County Jail. Two minors in the vehicle were released to the custody of their parents. Deputies in Fremont County Monday arrested a woman in connection with an assault that took place April 21st. Authorities say 50-year-old Cynthia DeVault of Hamburg was arrested for willful injury and domestic abuse second offense with additional charges pending. Deputies were called to a home in Hamburg on April 21st, following a report of a man possibly having been stabbed. Deputies determined that DeVault had stabbed the man during an argument and fled the scene prior to law enforcement's arrival. The unidentified male subject was taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. DeVault was being held in the Fremont County Jail on a $7,000 bond. Also, the commander of the Atlantic VFW Post 3415 reports college scholarships are available to students in grades 6 through 12. Dean Barber says every year they offer college scholarships, and in the past 10 years he's been a member of the organization. He knows of just three students who have applied for it. The scholarships are designed to help with the rising cost of tuition. Scholarships of up to $30,000 are available to students in high school and $5,000 to middle school students. For more information on application requirements, go to the website link under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In our funeral announcements, Sarah Barney, age 39, of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Overland Park, Kansas. Memorial services for Sarah Barney will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Roger Black, age 70, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. A mass of Christian burial for Roger Black will be held Friday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Cheryl Watson, age 69, of Anita, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Memorial services for Cheryl Watson will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Robert Bob Warrior, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Bob Warrior will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Howard Getch, age 90, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Specialty Care. A massive Christian burial for Howard Getch will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauline Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Emery Reinier, age 69, of Atlantic, died April 10th in Omaha. Memorial services for Emery Reinier will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And John Mike Balch, age 63, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Services for Mike Balch are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.